The original entitlements of the project include 285 homes and a golf course. It was approved under the Promontory Spa. According to Community Development Director Pat Putt, the new development request is substantially larger than the original agreement.
The original entitlements for this project comes out of the original Promontory Spa and its related development agreement. Now, a little over a year ago, there was a development agreement amendment that allowed sort of a bifurcation of that or a splitting of those development rights, and that comes from the Promontory Spa and the DA. And what they're proposing, what they're asking the county to do, is to amend that spa, that specially planned area, and that development agreement to increase the number of residential units from that 285 and add another 735 residential units. And then on top of that, they're requesting just south of 200,000 square feet of commercial. I think it's 190,000 square feet.
The Eastern Summit County Planning Commission will forward a negative recommendation to the County Council. Putt says there's been a fair amount of public input expressing concern over the size and scope of the project.
The council makes the final decision on this. We had requested that meeting where we would take formal action on that recommendation be moved to February 1st. And the fundamental reason behind that is to make sure when that recommendation is forwarded up to council that there is a good solid record of the decision that the Planning Commission is going to make. And that decision, I think, goes back to a number of broader fundamental points. The amount of density being proposed with this amendment, both residential and commercial.
There are a number of issues the Planning Commission has with the South Point application.
I think the Planning Commission, weighing all things carefully and equally, are concerned with the density. They're concerned with the traffic implication. They're still struggling trying to figure out how that really is consistent with those broader community characteristics expressed in the general plan. And so they've asked us to prepare those findings for a negative recommendation. We're elbows deep in working with the attorney's office to make sure we're developing, you know, a motion that is evidence-based. And
one of the planning commissioners, Rich Sontag, has had to recuse himself due to his involvement in the South Point development.
In an attempt to maintain the appropriate separation between his responsibility as a planning commissioner and the capacity that he has with this particular design team for the project. He's, I believe, been responsible in creating that necessary firewall.
The applicant is approved for 285 units and a golf course and could move forward with those plans at any time. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.